The actual religion comes from the holy book called the Holy Quran. After 632, after 150 years of that period, the Sharia laws were formed, and that is what is mostly practiced in those 50 countries, which I find is kind of parallel to the actual teachings of the Quran. And because of that, we see blasphemy laws, which are being practiced under the Sharia laws. And because of that, you see exactly what happened in Paris. I mean, the cartoonists were killed under a decree because this law has been created called the blasphemy laws, and these are Sharia laws. And obviously, I find that very concerning because it is something which is parallel to Islam. They call it Islam, but it's not actually conforms with the teaching of the Quran.
What do you believe is the true intent of Islam and the Prophet Muhammad?
The true intent of Islam is the Quran. He was a prophet, and like the Gospels or the Torah, that is how Islam should have been practiced. Unfortunately, it hasn't happened after he passed away. And after 632, the entire process of conversion through invitation was converted to invasion. And then there were parallel laws made, and the result we see today, which we also saw during the times that preceded after that, was invasions and killings and laws which suited people to their needs. And slavery was a part of the situation then. It was widely practiced during the Middle Ages by the Islamic countries also. And they continue to be like that even today. I visited Burkina Faso, Senegal, Mali, Niger, Nigeria, and that belt even today has 6 million slaves. I mean, CNN has done an entire report on that, but obviously their report only goes to the extent that slavery is only in the cocoa plantations and things like that, and that is not correct. And we see that because of Boko Haram and Al-Shabaab and all these organizations. And in that region only, there are 6 million slaves. They are used as household servants. They are used for same like sex trade. Children are sold between $5 and $15, and all that is being advocated today under the banner of Islam and the creation of ISIS and Axis and the Taliban and all these sects and the infighting that exists today. And we witnessed that in Tunisia, we witnessed that in Kenya, we witnessed that with the organization just mentioned, like Boko Haram and Al-Shabaab and the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. And so basically there is a problem. There's a disconnect between Islam and Muslims of today.
What can be done? Can anything be done?
Obviously, I personally don't have the solution to it, but yes, what should be done is at least education and people should be told that they should go back in following the Quran, because right now what we see in Islam today is creation of so many sects. Yes, the Sunnis. Look at all the infighting that is going on today. You go to Syria, who is fighting who? Is the Muslims fighting the Muslims? And the Houthi rebels or the Shia backed by Iran, there's a fighting going on between Saudi Arabia. That's the same situation exists with the Iraqi forces. The similar situation exists in Iran. It's just divided between sects and even Boko Haram. They target Nigerians and any other people, and that's an infighting in amongst the Muslims. The similar situation in Sudan, and this thing is going to continue. They're not on the same page. Whatever they are practicing is hypocrisy. The whole law of this Sharia laws that are being practiced and advocated, even unfortunately, even in the United States, here advocate Sharia laws, and I find them, if you look at history and if you study the Holy Quran, and visit all the 50 countries, that it is all based on sheer hypocrisy, and it's almost a parallel religion that is being run under the name of Islam.